The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. On this feast of Assumption of our Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary, the visitation to Elizabeth, the greeting from Elizabeth to Mary, the reaction of the infant in Elizabeth's womb, and the Magnificat capture the image so profoundly about who our mother is, the Blessed Mother. And one of the things that stand out today for us is this fact of humility. Humility that our Blessed Mother exudes. Humility that endeared her to God. The Feast of Assumption, as we know, is a holy day of obligation that commemorates the victory of Christ over death, over sin, over the forces of darkness. And we see the imagery presented in the first reading about a woman who was about to put to birth. And while that is going on, the dragon is waiting to devour this child. And this imagery presents for us how God redeemed mankind through this prophecy of a virgin who will conceive and bear a son, and the son that will be named Emmanuel. That is Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. So this is an old prophecy. And this imagery shows us how much God conquers the devil. And the birth of Christ is the coming of this Emmanuel. The birth of Christ is the birth that changed the history of humanity completely, taking us from darkness of sin into God's wonderful light. And it tells us also that the devil continues to wrestle, to fight, to battle against believers, because it didn't start today. The devil has been fighting from ancient times. Christ, in his own time, battled 40 days and 40 nights in the desert and conquered the devil. And while he was living, he handed his disciples the power and the keys and told them that the gates of the netherworld shall not have power over the church. And when he sent them out, in John's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 33, Christ said to them specifically, "In the world, you will find hardship. In the world, you will find temptation. But be of good cheer, for I myself, I have conquered the world." That is what Paul reminds us in the second reading today, that Christ has conquered everything, and everything is subject to God's power and strength. But when we look at it in our own time, we also see that it is through our mother Mary that this victory over sin is achieved, because she is the mother of Christ, the mother of God, the mother of the Savior. She herself who submitted completely to the will of God by her humble submission, by her humble commitment, teaches us what the true victory is. Incorruptibility of the flesh, submission to God's will, at the end of her life, taking body and soul into heaven, because God chose her as a special vessel to accomplish this mission. So I want us to look at again this Magnificat that is before us. In fact, the Angelus of today, I was listening this morning to Pope Francis' message. It's so, I loved the way he captured this in the Angelus. The Pope said the Magnificat is like a photograph of the Mother of God. The Magnificat is like a photograph of the Mother of God. Mary rejoices in God because he has looked on the humility of his handmaid. Specifically, humility is Mary's secret. Humility is Mary's secret. It is her humility that gave God to her. The human soul allows itself to be dazzled by what is flashy and always looking for what is grandiose. But instead, God does not look at appearances, but he is enchanted by humility. This is the image we are having today. So Assumption is the taking up in glory of the Mother of God, of the Mother of Christ at the end of her life. And remember what Christ said, "Whoever humbles himself will be exalted, and whoever exalts himself will be humbled." So Assumption becomes a fulfillment of Christ's own prophecy of those who humble themselves that will be exalted. Our Mother Mary humbled herself, and at the end of her life, she is exalted into heaven. Why would the devil not fight? Why would the devil not fight this little Jewish lady, right? That is the lady that is exalted above all. I don't know if you know of the Litany of Loreto. The Litany of Loreto gives us some of the attributes of Mary. When we pray that litany, we hear about the queenship of Mary being proclaimed Queen of Angels, Queen of Martyrs, Queen of Prophets, Queen of Apostles, Queen of Confessors, Queen of all saints, Queen conceived without original sin, Queen assumed into heaven, Queen of Peace. These are special attributes. So when the devil, this dragon of secularism, fights against the title, the attributes that we give to Mary, the devil is not fighting for nothing. Because remember that the devil is Lucifer, and Lucifer is light. He was the prince of light. And this prince comes down because of his arrogance. So the humility of Mary is what conquers this arrogance. And while this humility is in focus, the devil, Lucifer, is fighting to make sure that the children of light succumb to his own whims and caprices. But humility remains the key. Elizabeth helps us to see this image clearly. Elizabeth hears this greeting and says, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." The blessedness conferred on Mary is proclaimed through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in Elizabeth to see in this woman the image that God is bringing to her. The angel started it by saying, "Hail Mary, full of grace." This is God himself proclaiming. So it's her humility that endears her to God, and this humility now attracts the grace of God in its fullness in her. Hail, full of grace. And then Elizabeth goes on to say, "Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" This is Mary's action. The mother of my Lord. Mary has already received this message at the Annunciation that she will be the mother of the Savior. And the angel informs her at that moment that her cousin Elizabeth, at her own advanced age, has also conceived. Mary did not preoccupy herself with this glorious image in her womb. You know what that means, right? This glorious image, the mother of Christ, the mother of God. Who am I to visit some other person? But what Mary said to the angel is, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to your word." And the Bible says she set out in haste. In haste, she visits, she moves out, she takes herself to her cousin, Elizabeth. "And for at the moment the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy." And this tells us the impact of our actions, the impact of our services, the impact of our being present to others in their lives, those who are in some circumstances of their lives. What our services, what our presence, what our good appearances bring to them. The little infant in the womb of Elizabeth felt this joy. Do you recognize what impact you have when you serve? Do you recognize what impact you have when you give? Do you recognize what impact you make when you belong to a group like St. Vincent de Paul? When you belong to a group like the Family Apostolate? When you belong to a group like the Haiti Ministry? When you give something, when you present something, clothing to the naked, food to the hungry, water to the thirsty, those who are orphaned, those who are handicapped, do you recognize the impact you make on them? But how can you do that? How can you belong to a ministry? How can you see those who are lowly if you are not lowly, if you are not humble, if you are not devoted to God's will in your life? This is what the Assumption teaches us today. Mary is raised body and soul into heaven, just the same way we shall do at the end of our existence, when we will unite with God in heaven because of our humility, because of our services. The humility of Mary is rooted in the scripture. In Mary's great prayer, the Magnificat, she recognizes that everything she possesses is a gift from God. This is what Pope Francis says. Everything she possesses is a gift from God. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Goes to God. Just think about this. It goes back to God. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. You know, the mistake we make sometimes is to rely on our achievements and successes, right? Yes, I have this degree. I have this degree. I have this beautiful house, this beautiful car, this beautiful job. I am a successful man, a successful woman, right? That's what goes on in our heads. The Almighty has done great things for me, Mary says. Do you recognize that it is the Almighty that is doing great things in your life when you make any achievement? And not until you do that, you will not be able to plug back into the society, into the church, into the world for those who are less privileged. That is what Mary teaches us today. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. I'm inviting you this. In fact, Father Austin does a good job by placing the Magnificat in the bulletin of today. If you get it on page 3, go home and sit on this and ponder more on it. The world will be better if we have more humble people. The world will be better if we have humble leaders. The world will be better if we have humble followers. The politics will be better if we become humbler. Our church will be better if we become humbler. The schools will be better if we become humbler. The hospitals will be better if we become humbler. Business will be better if we become humbler. Family will be better if you are a humble husband, if you are a humble wife. The family will be better if you are a humble child, a humble daughter, a humble son. Family will be better if you are a humble in-law. The world will not be crazy as it is if we learn from our Mother Mary. The Blessed Virgin Mary challenges us to this life of humility. For behold, from henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he that is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has shown his strength of his arm and scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. This is assumption. Has lifted up the lowly. Fill the hungry with good things. Send the rich empty away. Come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered the promise of his mercy, the promise made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. What song would be greater than this? The photograph of our Mary, the Magnificat. So my dear children, my dear friends, I call you children, right? My dear friends, this is a great invitation today. Please, let us learn to be humble. If you are humble, things will flow. You won't say it. No humble person goes about saying, I'm humble. You know I'm humble, right? I'm humble. I'm a humble wife. I'm a humble husband, right? If you say that, then know that something is wrong. Something is wrong. If you open your mouth and say, hey, Father, you know how humble I am, right? Oh, already you have scored yourself. Humility comes through action. Humility comes through service. It comes through giving. And that is what our Mother Mary does. She is an icon in our lives, in our spirituality, in our faith, and she presents to us how we will get attracted to God. And the assumption helps us today to live to that and to look forward to the end of time. Those who humble themselves will be exalted, and through service, through reaching out, through this life of humility, may the Lord strengthen his church, strengthen all of us, so that at the end of our lives as well, we will be lifted up and be privileged to see God face to face in heaven. Amen.